Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. This is another podcast that is a result of the Ask Cindy portion of the Learburg website. Cindy gets a lot of emails on a daily basis, and we try and pick some that we think are interesting questions and questions that will apply to a lot of other people. Now, this question is a good one because it's about leash-reactive dogs. I'll read the customer's question. Since two very leash-reactive dogs moved into our neighborhood, my dog has become reactive towards them and increasingly towards other dogs in the neighborhood, but only in my neighborhood. Even if it's a smaller dog, though he may not react as much, he's still adrenalized. He is e-collar trained, though I've not found corrections to help. I can't always turn around and go the other direction. How can I decrease his arousal around other dogs in my neighborhood? Now, Cindy had a short series of back and forth emails with this person, and she started off by saying, have you reviewed the material in our leash reactivity course? Because it's an excellent course. And then this lady wrote back and said, if it's the Tyler Muda one, I've tried some time ago to practice, but have difficulty in finding someone in my neighborhood to practice with. Now, we understand that could be an issue, but you have to work around it. So then, very shortly after that, this person wrote back and said, thank you. We've got a good foundation now, and since I sent the last email question, I found a neighbor willing to help me, and it's working. Then Cindy came back and said, I would focus on teaching your dog engagement. I see you have the engagement and the power of training dogs with food DVDs. I can see it in your Learburg account. I would work this a lot at home with no distractions and then start working it in the yard and then out in the neighborhood. If you keep walking your dog in this neighborhood and letting him reverse the reactive behavior, you're going to have to make it much harder to fix later on. Stop putting him in the situation that you can't control and go back and work on his foundation. Use high-value rewards and keep practicing your engagement until the dog is so focused on you that it's almost impossible to distract him. I'd take the time to find a friend to help you with this, or I would not walk your dog in the neighborhood anymore. I'd drive someplace and walk him someplace else. Unfortunately, this is a tough issue, and there aren't any shortcuts to resolving it. Now, Learburg has, this is Ed speaking now, after reading you Cindy's email answer, we have an excellent DVD and stream that we did with Forrest Mickey on engagement skills. We also have the online course that we've done with Tyler Muto that's Cindy talks about in this course. And I think one of the things I'll add to Cindy's comment here, I think one of the things that new dog trainers have to wrap their mind around when they're working on engagement skills is to focus on the rate of reinforcement with a high-value food reward. If you go onto our website and you look at, for example, the TV series, Learburg TV series that we're doing that has multiple episodes of teaching your dog how to go to a bed, and you watch how Cindy is working with her young cattle dog, and focus on the rate of reinforcement that she uses to keep her dog engaged with you. If you can do that, and you can teach your dog that, hey, I'm not going to give you just one treat, because dogs learn very quickly, okay, I got my treat, now I can check out, I'm going to go look at this dog over here, or whatever. But if your dog, through your training and your experience with the dog, knows that you're going to get treat after treat after treat, and you're going to pause and step back and come back in and give a treat again, the dog is going to stay engaged with you. And that's what you have to have when you have a leash reactive dog. It's the beginning foundation of that training. So go take a look at that Learburg TV series, and kind of wrap your mind around the skills used for the rate of reinforcement. So we'll let you go here, and we'll talk to you in the next podcast.